Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And see, some people try to say, well, you know, the fish is my brother. I was once a fish myself. And so how could I pretend that I'm over him? No, go ahead and catch him. Amen. And eat him. Because he ain't your brother. There's some confused people. Do you understand? Confused people. When you believe all this junk, it's like you're killing a relative. Well, I couldn't eat that deer. He might be my second cousin. Far removed. Because we all come from the same thing. No, we did not. No, we did not. Jesus ate meat. He ate fish. He ate mutton. But we're having fun, aren't we? I mean, the reason I go through this is because people, even so-called Christians, they get these ideas in their mind about what really being spiritual is. And if you're really spiritual, you're a vegetarian. If you're really spiritual, well, now, you don't get any more spiritual than Jesus. Right? You don't get any more spiritual than him. So anything you try to come up with that's different from that, you're off and you're really way more immature than you realize you are. Jesus is our ideal. We got to get our thinking straightened out, because I'm telling you, this evolution stuff has been pushed down our throats. It has been pushed off on us from every corner. It's on every science channel. It's in every book. It's in every university. It's in every grade school. It's everywhere. It has permeated our world. And it has affected us more than we think. You see that stuff long enough without realizing it, some of it begins to get off on you. No. What is man? Man is a unique creation of God. We have not evolved from a lower species. Now turn with me over to the book of John, the 4th chapter. We have been made in the likeness and in the image of God. How many think that is very high? We have been made in the likeness and image of him. Well, what is man? Well, then, so if we're made after his likeness and image, we have to ask the question, what is he? If we're made after his likeness and image, what is God? John 4, verse 24. What does it say? John 4, 24, said out loud, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. He's a spirit. Spirit is that which is not seen by the natural eye. And so people think because you can't see it, it doesn't exist. Can you see air? Take a breath. It's there. Move your hand through the air. Did you feel it? Move it real quickly, like with a backhand. But don't hit anybody. Did you? You seeing people? Did you feel something? What do you feel on the back of your hand? Where is it? Can you see it? But it's here. It's here. It's real. Air is not nothing. Air is not nothing. Air is just as real physically as water. They have very similar properties. And fish, you know, water, they live in water like we live in air. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real and doesn't exist. Well, just like you can't see the air, you can't see spirit, but it's real. I said spirit is real. Just as real as flesh. And the reason we're talking about this is because man is spirit. Made in the likeness and image of God who is spirit. And there is no growing up without growing up in spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sometimes people kind of try to leave the impression, well, I've developed in my mind and I've developed in my soul, but I'm kind of behind growing up spiritually. Uh-uh.
No.
You don't grow up without growing up spiritually. Just because you got a head full of facts, you know, we talked about wisdom for some time a while back. You can have all kind of info. That doesn't mean you're wise. You can have multiple degrees. Doesn't mean you're wise. We're talking about really growing up on the inside, growing up in spirit. That affects your mind big time. That affects your soul and emotions big time. There's no such thing as somebody that's a spiritual giant and an emotional basket case. Boy, they're real strong spiritually, but emotionally, woo. Then they're not strong spiritually. This is going to be more interesting than I thought. No. When you grow up in your spirit, we already got through reading that in our text. What happens? No longer tossed about. You see that? Carried about. Well, what does that mean? If you're no longer tossed about, what is it? You're solid. You're stable. Oh, hallelujah. That's your feelings. That's your mouth. That's your actions. You're stable. Mature people are stable people. People are changing every other day. I don't care how much they talk in tongues. I don't care how many scriptures they quote. They're babies. That they're just flip-flopping and they're here and they're there. Some of the people that think they are the most spiritual are the biggest church hoppers. Why? Because everywhere they go, people are not spiritual enough for them. Now, let's turn this around. Well, they have hypocrites over there. You ever heard that one before? Now, there's too many hypocrites over there. What can you tell from this? They have a really high estimate of their own spiritual development, which is an indicator of what? Immaturity. Childishness. My father in the faith, who's in heaven now, Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., who I consider to be a mature man as he walked the earth, he used to say this all the time. He said, the more you learn, the less you see you know. Do you see what that is? What is that telling you? Somebody who is maturing, they don't have an inflated idea of their own maturity. Every day, they're finding out how immature they really have been. That's a sign you're growing. You're developing. You go for months at a time and don't see anywhere you need to grow. You are a baby in the dark. Help us, Lord. We may have to come early, have special prayer for we have these. But you know how I am. I'm on it now, so we just gonna stay with it until we get where we need to go. Right? And I, for one, am stepping up to the line and say, here am I, Lord. I want to grow up. I want to show me what I need to see. If it ain't pretty, I still want to see it. Let me see it so I can deal with it. So we can get it changed. I want to grow up. You think dealing with issues about growing up are tough on you? Let me tell you what's tough. Wasting half your life still being a baby 20 years from now. That's what's tough. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. I got a couple of more scriptures. Can you handle them? Ephesians, well, let's see. 1 Peter 3, and then we'll back up to Ephesians 3. 1 Peter 3, then we're going to Ephesians 3. What is man? Man is not a bird. Man is not a donkey. Man is not a dog. Man is not a form of an ape. And it says, well, just look at them. You know, there's a similarity between us and apes. We both have arms and legs. So do cats. Some kind of toe or nose or... Don't prove a thing. But if you don't have enough sense to know you're in a different category from a cat, you need some help. We're in a different category from dogs. Let me tell you one reason why we know. Because dogs are not running the country.
Amen.
Dogs did not put a man on the moon. Dogs did not invent computers. Dogs want to run rabbits and eat and sleep and scratch just like they did 1,000 years ago. Exactly the same. We were created in another category. Hallelujah. Physically, just under angels. But spiritually, not even under angels. I won't go into it, but there's a whole realm of scriptures that talk about that. The Bible says we shall judge angels in the future. Soon and very soon, we're going to get a major upgrade on this body. Oh, come on now. And then we won't be inferior body-wise to angels or any other creature. Oh, glory to God. God did something for us when He made us, folks. I'm telling you, He made us like Himself. And He's something. Ooh, He's something. We're not animals. People act like animals sometimes because they don't know God. Babies act goofy and emotion ruled and flesh ruled, but it's because they hadn't grown up, don't know who they are. Let's grow up. Let's be like Jesus. Let's operate like Him. Like a mature son and daughter of God. And let's honor Him. Like mature sons and daughters can. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Inner Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603A. That's R1603A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.